by Laura Bicker, China correspondent, and Flora Drury, in Beijing and London, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has warned Washington will act if China does not stop supplying Russia with items used in its assault on Ukraine. Speaking to the BBC in Beijing, the U.S.'s top diplomat said he had made clear to his counterparts they were helping fuel the biggest threat to European security since the Cold War. He did not say what measures the U.S. was prepared to take. But Mr. Blinken was also keen to stress progress had been made in some areas. He praised Beijing for making efforts in stopping supplies of the drug fentanyl reaching the U.S. China remains the principal source of fentanyl for the U.S., which the White House has said is causing a public health crisis across the country. Mr. Blinken also stressed he felt Beijing can play a constructive role in the Middle East, pointing towards China using its relationship with Iran to urge against further escalation in its confrontation with Israel. The visit, the second in 10 months made by Mr. Blinken, forms part of a significant increase in dialogue and diplomacy between these rival powers as they attempt to put relations on an even keel after a period of immense tension last year. Relations between Washington and Beijing have been strained by China's claims over Taiwan and the South China Sea, and U.S. export bans on advanced tech. They were further damaged by a row over a spy balloon last February. In recent days, the U.S. passed a law that would force Chinese-owned TikTok to sell the hugely popular video app or be banned in America, something Mr. Blinken earlier revealed had not come up in his meeting with China's President Xi Jinping. Mr. Xi, who met Mr. Blinken on Friday afternoon in Beijing's Great Hall of the People, agreed the two sides had made some positive progress since he met his U.S. counterpart, Joe Biden, in November. He added the countries should be partners, not rivals, saying that if the U.S. took a positive view of China's development, relations could truly stabilize, get better and move forward. Mr. Blinken told the BBC one of the key routes for better relations between China and both the U.S. and Europe would be for Beijing, or some of its enterprises, to stop providing critical components, which were then used to help Russia on what's an extraordinary crash course effort to make more munitions. It's helping Russia perpetuate its aggression against Ukraine, but it's also creating a growing threat to Europe because of Russia's aggression, he explained, adding it was helping to fuel the biggest threat to Europe's insecurity since the end of the Cold War. We've taken action already against Chinese entities that are engaged in this, he said. And what I make clear today is that if China won't act, we will. Mr. Blinken, who hinted at sanctions as a possible route, was keen to stress that China was not directly supplying Russia with weapons. In his interview with the BBC, Mr. Blinken said it remained important to see if the two countries could build greater cooperation in areas where we have mutual interest, including artificial intelligence and military communications.